Robert must have known that Kitty's drinking was a symptom of a deep pain, a pain he understood would always be there. He never tried to stop her from drinking, and neither did he sacrifice his own evening cocktail ritual. His martinis were strong, and he drank them with pleasure. Unlike Kitty, he took his liquor steady and slow. Pice, who believed the cocktail hour a barbaric custom, nevertheless thought that Robert invariably held his liquor well. Even so, the fact that Robert continued to drink alongside his clearly alcoholic wife did not go unnoticed.
"He served the most delicious and the coldest martinis," Schur said.
Oppie made everyone drunk quite consciously. Robert himself mixed the gin martinis with just a droplet of vermouth and then poured the concoction into long-stemmed glasses he had sitting in the freezer. One faculty member renamed Olden Manor Bourbon Manor. Robert's passivity in the face of Kitty's drinking seemed strange to some. Whatever she did to him or to herself, he would be there for her all his life. Another old Los Alamos friend, Dr. Lewis Hempelman, admired Robert's devotion to his wife. Lewis and Eleanor Hempelman visited the Oppenheimers 2 or 3 times each year and felt they knew the family well. Robert never asked him for professional advice about Kitty, but he calmly, matter-of-factly, told Hempelman what the situation was. "He was really just a saint to her," Hempelman recalled. "He was always sympathetic and didn't ever seem to get irritated at her. He really stuck with her very well. He was a marvelous husband." On one occasion, however, Robert was compelled to intervene. Kitty not only drank, she often took sleeping pills to fight her insomnia. One night she accidentally took an overdose and had to be rushed to the Princeton Hospital. After that, Oppenheimer asked his secretary to buy him a box with a lock on it. In the future, he said, Kitty could only get her pills by asking him for them. This arrangement lasted for a time, but over time fell by the wayside. Years later, Robert Serber insisted that Kitty never drank excessively for a normal person. He thought Kitty's behavior could be explained by a persistent medical condition. Kitty suffered from pancreatitis, and she would have to take very strong sedatives, and it gave the appearance of being drunk. I'd often seen it, staying with the Oppenheimers. Bracing herself to attend a social function, Serber said Kitty would pull herself together at the last minute and take a Demerol to get her through the evening, and then she would appear drunk. Well, it wasn't that at all.